Thank you, Mr. Vice President. We thank the working group and welcome its focus on the activism of women and girls in all their diversity. The Council's focus on this very important issue is critical to combating discrimination, especially in places where women and girls in all their diversity are facing attacks on their basic rights. The plight of women and girls in Afghanistan is just one particularly urgent example. At the Summit for Democracy, the United States announced the Advancing Women and Girls Civic and Leadership Initiative, providing up to $33.5 million to strengthen women-led civil society organizations through tailored projects, address and overcome institutional barriers to women's political participation, and foster an enabling environment for including women in decision-making and peace processes. To implement this initiative, the U.S. Agency for International Development will identify civic and politically active women and girls while creating an environment that facilitates their representation, leadership, and agency. The Office of Global Women's Issues will support diverse women-led organizations through a new project called Supporting Her Empowerment, Women's Inclusion for New Security, otherwise known as She Wins. Because diverse democracies are more resilient, She Wins will ensure that women from marginalized communities globally, including young women and women with disabilities, are included. And through the additional She Persists project, the U.S. will support public and private sector partners to advance political participation and inclusive democracy. How can we help women and girl activists who have been threatened with violence in an attempt to discourage their full participation? I thank you.